Lord, I bless you on this morning. I thank you, God. I thank you on this morning, Father God, for developing me, Lord God, in you. I thank you on this morning, Father God, for the great work on today. I appreciate you, Father God. Lord, I ask on this morning that you continue, Lord God, the construction and the renewing and the remodeling on today, Father God, because you say all things new from the ground up, inside out, God, and you are truly doing that, God. I thank you for the perfection of some things, and even, Father God, the recognition of some things, Father God, in the searching and reflecting, God. I just want to say thank you on today, Father God, because you say, Lord God, you search the depths and the range, and you know our heart truly on today, God. And I thank you on this morning, Father God, for exposing and removing everything that's not like you. And I ask you to continue, Father God, to pull it up, Father God, from the root on today, Lord God. And I want to let you know on this morning, Father God, that I willingly surrender it all unto you, Father God. You can have it, God. Take it away, God, because there's nothing left but you, God. And everything, Lord God, I have expressed and poured out on this morning, God, in my one-on-one time, and even, Lord God, right now, I lay it all at your feet, Father God, and I commit my ways unto you, God, my thoughts unto you on this morning, and I am acknowledging you on this morning, that you may continue, Lord God, to lead me, guide me, and show me the way, God, that you may continue, Father God, to instruct me, God. Continue, Father God, to give me the words to say, Lord God, the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord God, of how, Lord God, to communicate, Lord God, with the individuals, Lord God, that you place in my path, Father God, as you are teaching me, Father God. And even by chance, Father God, you are using them, Father God, to buffer me on today, Father God, that I may continue, Father God, to utilize everything that you have equipped me with, Father God, that I may pass this test, Lord God, because this time I want to get it right, God, and move forward, Lord. God, I just want to thank you once again. God, continue to touch each and every one of us, God, as you are developing us, Lord God, in character, in our mannerisms, Father God, as you are forming and fashioning us, Lord God, and helping us, Lord God, to produce the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, characterizing us, God, in the Beatitudes, Father God, and developing us, Lord God, in your love on today. May we continue, Father God, to open up the eyes of our hearts, Lord God, and accept these things you show us about us, God. Take responsibility and accountability on today, Father God, that we will accept these things, Father God, that we may be able to receive what you have of God. And that's our freedom. That's being loose from the bounds and the chains on today, Father God. That's us being able, Lord God, to shame the devil, Father God, with no shame, no fear, and no embarrassment, Father God. But make it continue, Father God, to walk upright, God, and holy on today, Father God, and be righteous in you on today, God. You impute righteousness on the inside of us, God. God, continue to touch us all on this morning, Father God. Even if by chance you send someone, Lord God, to share what you have to say, Father God, may we not reject it, Father God, because your word says not to despise wise counsel, and it is wise for us, Father God, to take heed and make haste, Lord God, when you bring these things to our attention. And that we always remember, Father God, you chastise those that you love. You correct us, Father God, because you want us to get it right. You want us to pass the test. You want us to be able to flourish, grow, thrive, and mature in you. And we want to say thank you on today, Father God, for helping us to mature in you, God. Thank you on this morning, Father God, for helping us to be teachable, Father God, not being a place of haughtiness and pridefulness and arrogance, thinking that we know it all and we got it together, because we do not, God. We confess, God. We do not have it together, Father God, and we don't know it all, God, but we thank you for understanding and clarity even more, God, as you, Father God, continue, Lord God, to develop us, Lord God, in your teachings, Lord God, revealing your missions and your secrets, Lord God, and into your word, that your word continues to strengthen us, Lord God, and teach us, God, to make us seem, Lord God, to keep your precepts, Lord God, your concepts, Lord God, your laws, Father God, and your commandments, God, doing it your way, God, because your way is the best way, God. We want to say thank you that even, Lord God, in spite of us, Lord God, and our slowfulness and procrastination, Father God, doing it in our time, Lord God, it is not denied, but just later. We thank you in delay that you're still developing us, Lord God, that we'll be ready. The preparation stays, God. So on this morning, God, we're going to stay in line, Father God, and praise your name, Father God, and give you the glory and the honor on this morning, Lord. God, we are standing in line, Father, and holding fast to our faith and trusting and believing, Father God, for sure and for certain that your word is true, Father God. We shut down the mouth of the enemy on this morning. We tread over the head of that scorpion and that snake on today, Father God, and we pull down every vein of that imagination to exalt itself above you on this morning, Father God, and we stand in victory, Lord God, and declare and decree that we are more than conquerors, Lord God, that we are mighty through the pulling down of these strongholds on today, Father God, that our mind is staying on you, God, and we know you'll keep us in perfect peace, and we thank you, Father God, for the perfect peace within the thoughts, within our minds, Father God, that we continue, Lord God, to keep our thoughts on those things that are lovely, good, and of a good report on this morning, Father God, that are true and in virtue on today, Father God. Your word says, think on these things, God. So we thank you, Father God, for developing us and enveloping us into being in a place of having a mind of Christ on today, Father God, that we, Father God, can see afar on today. Continue, Lord God, to scales of our eyes and cork our ears, Lord God, and make a team, Lord God, to hear the Spirit saying to the church, Father God, and continue to open the ears and eyes of our heart, Lord God, as you continue, Lord God, to move within us, God. Lord God, this morning we just want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how how you're doing it and how much of you're doing it, Father God, because you said, Lord God, you would not leave no particles or no residue, God. We thank you, Father God, for completing the great work that you have begun in each and every step and process and chapter of our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every season, Lord God, that we have been through, God, in the season that we are in now, Lord God. We appreciate it, God, and we are embracing, Father God, because we know whatever you're doing right now, Lord God, we don't want you to do without us, Lord God. And we want to say thank you on this morning, Father God, for helping us to be more in a place of willingness and obedience, Lord God, so that you don't have to move do without us, God, or move right on past us, God. God, may your people continue, Father God, to not abort your mission. May your people continue, Father God, to allow you, Father God, to work in them and through them on today, Father God. Not giving up and throwing the towel in, God, but pressing, enduring, and praising you in the midst of God. God, I'm asking right now, God, you would touch that one, Lord God, that left the mission on today, God. God, I'm asking right now, you would help them to return back, Father God, that you may restore them and recover them on today, God. That they may be able, Lord God, to get in line, Father God, and continue to follow suit on today. God, I'm asking right now, in the name of Jesus, God, that the one, Lord God, that strayed away and thinking that they cannot return, Father God, let them know there's no condemnation in you, Father God, and nothing will separate your love from on today, God. Oh, God, let them return back, God, and those, Lord God, who don't know, Father God, and haven't heard on today, God, may a seed be planted, Father God, and one water, you get the increase, God, and they, Lord God, will continue, Lord God, on this journey, Father God, working in the vineyard, Father God, being good soldiers, Lord God, enduring the process on today for the building of your kingdom. God, continue to touch the body of Christ, Lord God, to make a team, Lord God, to come together collectively and one in unity with you, Father God, because we are all one body fitly joined together, Father God, operating in unity in you for the building of your kingdom, doing each and every one of our parts, Lord God, and our duties, Lord God, that we, Father God, not are greater than the others, Father God, but we are all together in division, Father God, doing something collectively for you on today, God. Oh, God, may we continue, Lord God, to have a heart of service to God. May we continue to humble ourselves to one another on today. And may we continue, Father God, to perform the work that you have designed for us to perform as one in you on today, God. God, I'm asking right now you remove, Father God, any feelings of feeling less than on today, God, because you said that we are all individually, fearfully, and wonderfully made, Lord God. God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, remove that thought within the mind on today, Father God, thinking that they're not good enough, God, because you said you made all things good, Lord God. God, touch the minds of your people on today, Father God. They will know who they are and whose they are, God. They make a team, Lord God, to cast down that thought, Father God, pull down that thing that caused them to imagine a thing that is not really what it pertains to be, God. God, continue to restore that mind on today. Let that mind be strengthened in you on today, God. To continue, Lord God, to control those thoughts because you said that we have the power to do so on today, God. God, any mental discrepancies on today, God, I'm asking that you will be the therapist and the counselor, God, that you will be the medicine to fix it on today, God. God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever that physical ailment may be, Father God, that you, Lord God, would give your people healing in the midst of it, Lord God. God, I'm asking right now that you continue, Lord God, to go into the hospitals on today, God. Continue, Lord God, to go into the cancer units on this morning, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to touch labor and delivery on today, God. Oh, God, continue to move across this nation, Lord God, like only you can, God. Continue, Lord God, to perform your miracle signs and wonders, God, and you will get the glory, Father God, because it's only you that can do it, and it's only you that's performing it, Father God. And we bless your name and acknowledge you on this morning, God. Lord God, you truly are the greatest of all time, God. And we lift you up and glorify your name on today, Father. Oh, God, on this morning, we ask you to continue, Lord God, to forgive us for all of our sins and all of our wrongdoings, Lord God. The thing, Father God, not only help us forgive us, God, but help us to forgive those that we need to forgive, Father God. Because you said, Father God, for us to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive, not until, but unto on today, Father God. So, God, I'm asking you to continue, Lord God, to help us to forgive with forgiveness with 70 times 7 on today, Father God. And even if by chance they pass and thought come past, Lord God, let it be just that, pass on through, because it's the past. We can't get a do-over, and we can't change it. And I want to say thank you on today, Father God, for unlinking the past on this morning, clearing our minds on today, Father God, giving us, Father God, a clear thought, Lord. We bless you on this morning. Oh, God, we are grateful unto you, and we thank you for being so gracious unto us. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.